Bismillahirrahmanirrahim. Allahumma salli ala sayyidina Muhammad wa ala ali sayyidina Muhammad wa barik wa sallim. Ashar in kalam of Hawjara Sheikh Hazrat Hakim Muhammad Akhtar Saab rahmatullah alayhi. The title is Tere Aashiqo Me Jeena Tere Aashiqo Me Marna. Meri zindagi ka hasil meri zist ka sahara tere aashiqo me jeena tere aashiqo me marna meri zindagi ka hasil meri zist ka sahara tere aashiqo me jeena tere aashiqo me marna mujhe kuch khabar nahi thi tera dard kya hai ya rab tere aashiqo se seekha tere sang dar pe marna mujhe kuch khabar nahi thi tera dard kya hai ya rab tere aashiqo se seekha tere sang dar pe marna ye teri inayatein hain ye teri madad ka sadqa meri jaan na tawaka tere gham pe sabr karna ye teri inayatein hain ye teri madad ka sadqa meri jaan na tawaka tere gham pe sabr karna ye teri ata hai ya rab ye tera jazb pinha mera nala e nadamat tere sang dar pe karna ye teri ata hai ya rab ye tera jazb pinha mera nala e nadamat tere sang dar pe karna mera har khata pe rona yahi hai meri talafi teri rahmaton ka sadqa mera jurm afwa karna mera har khata pe rona yahi hai meri talafi teri rahmaton ka sadqa mera jurm afwa karna teri shaan e jazb hai ye teri banda parwari hai mere jaan o dil ka tujhko hum waqt yaad karna teri shaan e jazb hai ye teri banda parwari hai mere jaan o dil ka tujhko hum waqt yaad karna hai isi tarah se mumkin teri raah se guzarna kabhi dil pe sabr karna kabhi dil se shukr karna hai isi tarah se mumkin teri raah se guzarna kabhi dil pe sabr karna kabhi dil se shukr karna ye teri rida mein تری رضا میں مرنا میری ابدیت پہ یا رب یہ تیرا فضل کرنا یہ تری رضا میں جینا یہ تری رضا میں مرنا میری ابدیت پہ یا رب یہ تیرا فضل کرنا یہی عاشقوں کا شیوا یہی عاشقوں کی عادت کبھی گریا او بکا ہے کبھی آہ سرد برنا یہی عاشقوں کا شیوا یہی عاشقوں کی عادت کبھی گریا او بکا ہے کبھی آہ سرد برنا یہی عشق کی علامت یہی عشق کی ضمانت کبھی ذکر ہو زباں سے کبھی دل میں یاد کرنا یہی عشق کی علامت یہی عشق کی ضمانت کبھی ذکر ہو زباں سے کبھی دل میں یاد کرنا تیری شان جذب ہے یہ تیری بندہ پروری ہے میری جان و دل کا تجھ کو ہم وقت یاد کرنا کسی اہل دل کی صحبت جو ملی کسی کو اختر اسے آ گیا ہے جینا اسے آ گیا ہے مرنا کسی اہل دل کی صحبت جو ملی کسی کو اختر اسے آ گیا ہے جینا اسے آ گیا ہے مرنا میری زندگی کا حاصل میری زیست کا سہارا تیرے عاشقوں میں جینا تیرے عاشقوں میں مرنا
بسم اللہ الرحمن الرحیم الحمدللہ وکفا وسلام علی عبادی الذین اصطفا اما بعد Beautiful bayan of our honorable illustrious Dana Sheikh Arbilla Rumi of Tabriz Zamana Mujaddid Zamana Hazrat Shah Hakim Muhammad Akhtar Sahib Nawwar Allah Marqadahu, which Hazrat is presented in very beautiful poetic form. And this was one of the very first poems of Hazrat when he came in the company of the friends of Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala, and then we realized how to live our life. Otherwise we think it's my life, I can do what I want to, especially when a person is young and he's got some josh, then as it is said, jawani me majnuni. When you are a young man, a young boy, then you're like a mad person, just want to do whatever you want to. But how will you learn how to you correct this youth of yours and get maximum benefit out of it, and that will take you, as Hazrat says, whoever gives his youth to Allah, Allah Ta'ala will give him everlasting life. So Hazrat explains here how to gain this. Teri aashiqo mein jeena, teri aashiqo mein marna. That what I have realized, and this is Allahu Akbar, the experience of Hazrat, main part of his life, and the very, very cream of his life, that I realized that, oh Allah, I just want to live amongst your great lovers. And here Hazrat has mentioned aashiqo, those who have got ishq, the burning love of Allah Ta'ala. When a person has got ishq, then he just follows what his sheikh, he sees his sheikh doing, because he knows that this sheikh of mine has learned from his sheikh and from his sheikh. And it's not that they're just living their lives, they are concerned every moment, am I following the sunnah of Nabi Akram sallallahu alaihi wasallam? Is Allah Ta'ala happy? And when a person doesn't have this ish, this true burning love of Allah Ta'ala, then we got too many questions also. And then we got too many objections also. So this is very important, that love were the true lovers of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And this is the command of Allah. Ya ayyuhallazina amanu taqullah wa kunu ma'as-sadiqin. That all people who have brought iman, Allah has given you the great gift of wilayah. Now become a true lover of Allah Ta'ala. Don't just pass your life. So Hazrat explains, when you sit in the company of the lovers of Allah, the first thing you realize, meri zindagi ka hasil, meri zist ka sahara, tere aashiko mein jeena, tere aashiko mein marna. What is the sum total of my life? What is my ego and what is the support of all my passions and my desires of life is that I love among your lovers and I die among your lovers. In other words, I learn how to live a proper life, a life of reality, and that is that who gave me my life? Allah Rabbul Izzat who gave me my life, so I should be loving for Allah who owns my life. A person is a slave or is working for a certain boss, but he obeys the commands of another boss. That boss won't even keep him long, and he'll be expelled. And here Allah Ta'ala who knows every split moment of us, Allah knows all our thoughts, Allah knows our intentions. So Hazrat is teaching us here, that when a person is still young, and a person is still immature, then he doesn't know reality of life. When you come into the company of the friends of Allah, then you realize, what is reality of life? Mujhe kuch khabar nahi thi, tera dard kya hai ya Rab, tere aashiko se seeka, tere sang dard pe marna. So Allah, I didn't know there was a great reality of tera dard, that is the pain of your, to have that love for you, that oh my Allah, you gave me my life, and every moment I should be worried, that is my Allah happy with me. A person who is a loyal worker, all the time is worried, is my boss happy with me? And he doesn't, your boss doesn't know half the time what you are doing. Allah Ta'ala knows every moment. And that is why one muraqabah we are taught from our shaykh, when you get up in the morning, just think of the ayat, Alam ya'lam bi anna Allah yara. Don't you know Allah is watching you? And don't just take it in a negative sense, that Allah is watching me if I do wrong. Allah is watching you when you're doing your work properly. How happy Allah is getting. As other teachers are so beautifully, one beautiful method of concentration in Salah, just think that Allah has taught me my sabak and now I'm reading my sabak in front of Allah. And how happy Allah is getting. So just we come to learn here from the lovers of Allah, from our beloved Shaykh. So Hazrat says here that, oh Allah, I only learn from your great lovers that I should give my life at your threshold. That every moment I should be concerned, what am I doing now? Is my Allah happy with me? Not worried what this person will say or what that person will say. When it comes to the commands of Allah and to life in reality, the most important worry and concern is Allah happy with me. Not my family, not my friends, nobody. And that is, when a person starts realizing this, then see how Allah Ta'ala's focus comes on a person. Hazrat says, yeh teri inayat hai, yeh teri madad ka sadqa, meri jaan na tawa ka tere gham pe sabr karna. That, oh Allah, it is only your special favors upon me, and it is only your special help that you have bestowed me with, that my weak soul, where me and I able to save myself from all the types of evils and temptations that is all around me, that to make sabr on that and to grieve for your love, that Allah must be happy with me. My age boys are doing this and doing all that and going to different places of haram entertainment, and even if it is in the work of deen, but we want our ego, we want our name and fame. Oh Allah, it is only your special mercy and kindness that you have given me the ability to make sabr, that I must do everything only for your pleasure. Mera har khata pe rona, یہی میری تلافی تیری رحمتوں کا صدقہ میرا جرم عفو کرنا. And then a person to get close to Allah Ta'ala, what is the medicine that we need? Hazrat teaches us here that a person realizes, my life is just full of fault. My life is just full of disobedience. And how to sort that out? We don't have to go to any counselor. We don't, and today people that have got problems in life, it's not going to be solved by counseling and all psychiatrists. It's going to be solved here by the men of Allah. That what is the way to sort out our life is to cry over every son of mine. That, oh Allah, please I ask you for blanket amnesty. What son I know of and what I don't know of, oh Allah, please forgive me. And this also is a special favor of Allah Ta'ala. That Allah Ta'ala guides the person and makes me realize that I am full of fault. And the only way to solve out my matter, yahi meri talafi. What is the way, my compensation? And I'm doomed to the fire of Jahannam, as Hazrat explained so beautifully. Over and over in the Quran Kareem, Allah explains, Allah is Ghafoor, Allah is Ghaffar, Allah is Ghafir, and oh, more and more Allah is Ghafoor. In other words, we have got our whole life is again, we have got cases in the court of Allah Ta'ala. And full evidence, our own self, our body parts. And Allah says, you just cry to me and I will wipe out all that evidence. All cases drop. What a great thing this is. So Allah says, this is the only way we can sort out our life. That mera nadamat teri sange dar pe karna. That my regret, don't regret to anybody else. And don't blame that my past because of this. My father didn't do this for me, that one. Whatever happened in the past is past. Now make your life what is present by making tawbah, making istighfar, and realizing that how I must love my life. And here isi tarah se mumkin tere raah se guzarna, kabhi dil pe sabr karna, kabhi dil se shukr karna. And Hazrat says, when you realize this, you make tawbah, and this is tawbah, a tawbata nadama, to feel regretful and shameful of your life. And now, the Hazrat says, now there is only one of two ways of passing this journey of life. Sometime a condition will come, you'll have to make sabr. Either it's temptations, either it's, you're progressing in the love of Allah, people will pass remarks and taunt you. That now you're becoming redundant in this world. What's wrong with you? You're acting like a big Sufi. Make sabr. And realize that Allah is watching. And sometimes you make shukr. Allah has allowed me to come into His house. Allah has brought me into this majlis. Oh Allah, it's only your kindness. Ye teri raza mein jeena, ye teri raza mein marna. Meri abdiyat ke ya Rab, ye hai tere fadl karna. And then the reality of life is now when you come to realize, oh Allah, I only have to love in your happiness and I have to die in your happiness. In other words, whatever I am doing, at that moment, what Allah will be happy with me, am I doing that what is Allah happy with me? One is that a person has the intention that I'm doing it to please Allah. But are you doing it in the right way that how Allah wants? And that is only according to the sunnah of Nabi Akram sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And what you're doing is that, as Hazrat teaches us, wa husni ibadati. That I beg Allah that I do the best of ibadat. And that I realize that I am the ordinary, useless slave of Allah Ta'ala. And oh Allah, you are not in need of anybody. You're not in need of me. I am you showing your special favor upon me. That you are allowing me to be at your threshold. This is a very, very great favor of Allah. Meri aashiko ka seva, yahi aashiko ka seva, yahi aashiko ki aadat. Kabhi girya wa bukaye, kabhi aah sar bharna. And Hazrat is explaining, if you want to see, that is the love of Allah Ta'ala coming into the heart. What is the way of life of the lovers of Allah? What is their habit? That all the time in their life is this, kabhi girya wa bukaye. Sometimes they are alone in tahajjud and they just crying and they begging Allah Ta'ala for forgiveness and sometimes just taking deep sighs of regret. Ah, how I passed my life. Yesterday came again, I thought I'll make my life properly, I wasted my life again. And all the time a person takes this grief, the deep sigh. Yahi ishqi alamat, yahi ishqi zamanat, kabhi zikr aur zubaan se, kabhi dil mein yaad karna. And what is the sign of the true love of Allah Ta'ala? And what is the guarantee that you are lover of Allah Ta'ala? That sometimes on your tongue and not sometimes, that means all the time, oh, you be engaged in the zikr of Allah. One is zikr lisani, that you engage all the time as much as you can, busy with the zikr of Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala with your tongue. And you are human being, sometimes you get tired with your tongue, then in your heart all the time you are conscious, Allah Ta'ala is with me, Allah is watching me. And this is the real reality of zikr, that when Allah comes into the heart, now whatever you're doing, as Hazrat teaches us, when we just, whatever we do, we'll be just saying Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. We sit down, Bismillah. We stand up, Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. We start eating with Bismillah. So all the time, this reality and consciousness comes to a person. Teri shaan jazb hai ye, teri banda parwadi hai. Meri jaan wajil ka tujhko hama waqt yaad karna. And Hazrat is saying, in reality, yet when Allah has brought us to these majalis, and we learn the reality of how I should bless my life only for the pleasure of Allah, it's no ability from my side, it's not any achievement that I have been coming to majlis, and I made my zikr, it is only Allah Ta'ala's special grace, honor, a special favor, and Allah Ta'ala's special shan, Allah's greatness, that Allah makes just, Allah just pulled, Allah says, shown us, they just get little inclined to Allah, and Allah will pull us. That the special favor on this useless servant, oh Allah, you have pulled me into these majalis, and not just come here, I have realized what I, how I have to love my life. That meri jaan wa dil ka chusbu hama waqt yaad karna. That my life and my son, my heart and soul, every moment I must be engaged in the remembrance of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And according to some Sufis, they call it fast and fast. That every breath, Allah's name must come out from our breath. But Hazrat actually teaches us what is fast and fast. That every breath of yours, you must be conscious that you're protecting. Every breath must not go in the disobedience of Allah ta'ala. That is actually what is pass and pass. Kisi ahle dil ki sohbat ho jo mili kisi ko akhtar, usse a gaya hai jina, usse a gaya hai marna. Hazrat is teaching us now, where will you find all this reality? It's easy to talk, easy to listen, but where will you get this reality? Hazrat says, me myself, O Akhtar, I have only found it in the sohbat, the true, correct company of the pious servants of Allah. When I sat in their company, I realized, how should I love my life? And how should I die for the pleasure of Allah? Any temptation come, I'll rather kill. I'll rather lose myself, but I won't break the commands of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And when I get up in the morning, I make my intention, oh Allah, you gave me my life. My object and purpose is only you and to please you. So I make a firm intention to obey all your commands and stay away from haram. But oh Allah, I beg your assistance. Allah ta'ala grant us the reality.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم نحمده ونصلي على رسوله الكريم اما بعد حضرت عمي رحمة الله عليه رائد the حقوق and the rights explained in this last chapter are applicable to all Muslims in general. However, it is obvious that the importance and significance of rights will increase if they are related to special people. In regard to rights, parents enjoy priority and greater significance because of the close relationship with their offspring. The rights of parents are accepted unanimously. There is no need to elaborate on the details of these rights. However, some explanation regarding certain aspects which are not generally known seems to be necessary. These aspects have been explained in a separate kitab known as Ta'adir-e Huquq al-Walidain. This treatise is included here as an appendix to Ruh chapter number 9. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in the Quran Sharif, إن الله يأمركم أن تؤدوا الأمانات إلى أهلها وإذا حكمتم بين الناس أن تحكموا بالعدل. Allah commands you to fulfill trust to the rightful one, and Allah commands you to deal with decide with justice when you decide amongst people. Two commands are understood from the general meaning of this verse. Number one, it is incumbent to discharge the rights of people, the wajib rights of people. And number two, it is not lawful to destroy or failing discharging the rights of one person for the sake of the rights of another person. I mean, sometimes you fulfill the rights of one person, and then you destroy the rights of the other person. This article proposes to discuss two specific cases which are related to the two verses above, the general verses. The two cases are the wajib compulsory and ghair wajib non-obligatory rights of parents. And number two, the balance which a person has to adopt in the event of a conflict between the rights of parents and wife, or one's parents and one's children. Some people, and experience has shown that there are many, many such people, they are so extreme in neglecting the rights of parents that they actually ignore the serious command pertaining to the compulsion of obedience to parents. As a consequence of the total indifference in this regard, they invoke the greatest of calamities and misfortunes on themselves. So that's one extreme. On the other hand, some pious people adopt the other extreme, whereby obedience to their parents is of such a degree which occasions the destruction of the rights of others. That is the rights of the wives and children. They don't worry about the wives and children in fulfilling the rights of their parents. This set of extremists are again indifferent to the command which decree obligatory the rights of parents and the rights of children. They also invite calamity and misfortune upon themselves. Then there is a third group of people. They do not destroy or fail in the discharge of the rights of people. They fulfill these rights properly. But they understand some non-incumbent duties, nafal duties, to be farz, compulsory. Believing these nafal duties to be compulsory, they set about fulfilling these with this attitude. Sometimes due to some circumstances or some other factors, they are unable to remain steadfast in the discharge of such duties. They find it difficult and unbearable. As a result, frustration sets in, and their minds are afflicted with many, many thoughts. They start to believe that the Shariat has imposed difficult burdens on men, and in this way they ruin their deen. In this way, this group of people is also guilty of trampling on the hukuk of someone, the right of someone, and that someone is one's own nafs, which also has got the right over one. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, "Inna nafsika alayka haqqan," verily your nafs also has got the right over you. Among these obligatory rights of the nafs, protection of one's deen is priority. The fulfillment of nafal rights of parents with the attitude described above sometimes leads towards sin. If after the laws have been correctly understood, one sets about fulfilling rights which are not obligatory, then the evil mentioned above will not occur. Frustration will not overtake one, and one will not then attribute one's failure to adhere to this self-imposed task, this difficult task, as an injustice, an unbearable burden posed on men by deen. It will be realized that the difficulty was by his own making. He himself put this difficulty upon himself. Furthermore, after having correctly understood the nafal nature of certain rights, one will derive pleasure from one's steadfastness in executing these. In short, there is great wisdom in having knowledge of the Shariat, the laws of the Shariat, the ahkam. On the contrary, there is nothing but harm and ignorance. Then as it says, the essential narrations of hadith and fiqh pertaining to this subject will now be explained. And thereafter the rules taken out from these narrations will be explained. Allah is the one from whom aid is sought, and only on Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala do I place my trust. Inshallah, we will continue.